On our morning show, let's talk a little bit about Ithaca Schools. We're coming up on the end of the year, commencement this weekend, and joining us is Adam Hess, who is the IT guy. Do you have an official title at Ithaca?
I do. It's Director of Technology, Chief Bottle Washer, whatever needs done. If they ask me, I'll do it.
And if they ask you to go to the radio station and tell us what's going on.
Dude, I'm all in on that one.
You did it. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're coming up on commencement this weekend at Ithaca?
Yeah, Sunday, May 31st. 1 p.m. And I'll tell you, Phil, I can't believe we're already here. It seems like my team and I were just handing out Chromebooks, getting kids ready at the end of August into September, trying to plan for the school year, and now we blink and we're already at commencement. So yeah, it's what's that saying? The days are long, but the years are short.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Yeah, I think I got it right.
Yeah, and the school year goes fast, that's for sure.
It really does. When you're a teacher or you're in the education field and you're looking at September and you're flipping that calendar, oh my goodness, there's October and there's November and there's December. It looks really, really long. And then all of a sudden, now we're talking spring sports, and not just talking spring sports, we're at the end of spring sports as playoffs are underway. And then realistically, you and I will be talking high school football here in a few weeks. And I know that, you know, you have home talent going on here at the station, but we really will. Once we get into July and August, we'll be planning broadcast schedules here at the radio station. You will. And we'll be planning stuff at Ithaca for football. So it's a cycle, man. It's a cycle.
Yeah. Football, I think, is less than 3 months away from starting.
See, I didn't need to hear that. But speaking of sports, congratulations to the Ithaca softball and baseball teams, both conference champions. That's a pretty big deal.
That is a big deal, you know, to do it in the same year, and they both played well. And I know I talked to Coach Kyle Kelly, he's the baseball coach, and I asked him, I said, was this a surprise? And he said, definitely.
Yeah, talking to at the beginning of the year, he you know, they always have hope. You always have hope, or you wouldn't be doing what you do. But I don't think he thought of them as a lock-in for the conference championship, because it's a good conference. Not that Ithaca didn't have a good team. Everybody else has a good team as well.
Right, yeah.
And the Bulldogs, my goodness, they played well this year. They played very well at home. I have the opportunity to do the PA announcing at Ithaca. And I think one home game that I've PA'd, and I didn't do a couple of weekend games, but during the week, I PA'd a couple of games. One game I think they lost, and that was the DeSoto matchup. Otherwise, yeah, they ran the table at home during the week. So, congratulations to them. And then softball, my goodness, mm-hmm. they brought a team to the field this year, too.
They did. Ithaca Weston doing well, and they're hoping to go ways in the tournament. And I know they got another game. They look like a team that could go a little ways again this year.
Yeah, we have a lot of hope. And like I said, you wouldn't get out and do what you do if you didn't have that hope. And now it's a whole new season now, baseball and softball starting the playoffs. So you wipe the board, the slate clean. You start over and see what you can do and what kind of a run you can make into the playoffs. So we're excited about that. We're excited about Ithaca senior Clayton Lee. He's committed to compete at UW Oshkosh for their cross country and track and field teams. Now he's qualified for the WIAA state cross country meet 3 years, and most recently as part of that historic Richland Center Ithaca team that won their first sectional championship in Ithaca history and the first in RC in 50 years. So he's qualified for the state track and field meet the last 2 years, and now he's running again now. This week would be sectionals coming up.
Friday, yep.
Yeah, Friday. He's committed to UW Oshkosh. That's always great when you can get a student athlete from a small school, even, you know, the size of Richland Center and smaller, that can compete at that level. So we couldn't be prouder of Clayton Lee.
And Clayton is one of those, and the athlete that makes it that level, it's not just in season. He's been running his whole life, running all summer.
Yeah. If you talk to his dad, Dwayne, he never knew where he was running to. They're like, where's that Clayton? And Ryan, his older brother, did a lot of the same where he was always running, always training. Even in the hallways, not so much Clayton, but Ryan, we'd always have to say, don't run, walk in the hallways. but Clayton, he has a little more respect respect for the hallways, I think. But all kidding aside, yeah, just a great family and a great athlete and a great student as well, and a good human being. So it's good to see that and hear about that for Clayton.
I want to shout out Gina Lorenz, too. I think she's maybe the longest tenured coach, certainly at the school, but almost in the conference, I think she
is.
Yeah,
I believe you're right. And that entire staff, you look at Julie Thompson and her dedication to that program as well, and Coach Gina. They get the most out of what they have, and we're not a huge team, right? We're pretty small with numbers, even co-oping with RC and then co-oping with Weston at various times. But I'll tell you what, they get the most out of each and every athlete, and they expect the most out of them. And I think respect goes both ways. They respect what their team can do, and the team members respect the coaches, so they perform as well as they humanly can. And we see that each and every day at a small school like that.
You bet. So good luck to them in the postseason here. So semester exams, have they passed?
Yeah, well, today is the last day of semester exams.
Okay.
And then tomorrow it's a release early day on Friday, and we get ready for commencement. So, yeah, we ran two semester exam days. We did that on Tuesday and then today, Thursday. And we like halved the days. So the first period would be odd. So it's first and second. And then we did fifth and seventh, I believe. And so there were like an hour and a half block to give the teachers time to give the final exam. And then today we do the evens, and then early release tomorrow. And then a big sigh of relief from every teacher at Ithaca.
And commencement this weekend on Sunday then, right?
Yeah, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Right at the Ithaca School Gymnasium. The pep band will be there, and there'll be the speeches, and it's always just such a great time for the community, because the education is for the student. A lot of times you look at the ceremony, it's for the community and the constituency to come and see the culmination of 4 years, technically 12 years, but 4 years of high school. To get the students where they are, and it's really a great send-off and prepare them for the next step, whether that be a tech school, four-year college, workforce, whatever they decide to do. That commencement ceremony is really a great, great send-off.
Indeed. And then there's summer school. Can you give us a little info on that?
I can. It's a little too late to sign up now. We've already locked into all our summer school, but I'm glad you brought that up, because we are going to have summer school like we do each and every year. We're planning it again next year, so watch Facebook, email, our website, ithaca.k12.wi.us, every social media. When we put that out there for your Ithaca student to sign up, it's something you want to do early, because we really get a great response from summer school. We do everything from Mr. Urban, who's the Ken Solis Teacher of the Year Award winner, by the way. He does a lot of digital stuff. So the students will learn Minecraft and different things with Microsoft products and programming in-house. And then, we have teachers that take the students out on a wildwood adventure. And we've had, in the past, we've had some kayaking. We've done some stuff at Simon's. And it's just a really, really great example of a program that sends that student into their summertime with something else to look forward to. Not every student in the world looks forward to summer vacation. Most of them do, but some of them, well, what am I going to do? I'm too young to get a job, or I don't want to have a job. How am I going to fill my time? And we fill a couple of weeks right there with the university summer school. Filled up this year. Watch all the social media and emails next year. We'll get you signed up.
Okay, and what about summer food?
Glad you brought that up. This is a great program, Phil. It's a free summer meal program at Ithaca. Now here's the deal. There are zero income requirements. There is zero residency requirements. The only requirement is that you have to sign up for free meals, and you have to be able to make it to Ithaca one day a week, and that's a Wednesday. We do it every Wednesday to pick up your meal. So if you have a student that's birth to 18 years old, and even graduating seniors, if they're 18, they're eligible. So any student, any school district, you just head over to ithaca.k12.wi.us/food. We made it nice and easy. Head to our website with a /food. You can also go to our website. You can go to Facebook and click on the link. But what it is, we provide free lunch and breakfast for any child 18 and under for the entire summer. You don't have to attend, as we mentioned. You don't even have to live in the district. You can sign up. You just have to sign up before Wednesday, June 10th. That's the deadline. Once we hit June 10th, we'll be taking no new signups. But if you sign up, you show up on any Wednesday, and I don't have the time in front of me, but I believe it'll be posted on the website. I think it's like 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., but we'll have it posted. You just show up at Ithaca, follow the free food sign. You go up to the door and you say, "I'm Mr. Hess, and I'm here for my free meals for my kid." Boom. The wonderful ladies that are running the lunch program and the free summer program will bring those out to you. They hand them to you. You grab them, throw them in your car, and you're off and eating until next Wednesday. So
if you have several kids, right?
Yeah, you sign them up. We have some families signing up. You know, 5, 6, 7 kids. If that's what you have in your household or combined household or whatever you see fit, yeah, sign them up. 1 kid, 7 kids. Right on the sign up form, it gives you the opportunity, and we just ask to list their names for our paperwork, so you can just say, you know, if it's Tyler Smith, you can just write down Tyler, because you're already filling in all your information in case we need to get a hold of you with a quick email address and a phone number in there. In case there's a change to the program, we want to be able to get a hold of the guardian or the parent. But like I said, no paperwork other than signing your kid up, no proof of anything, no residency, no income requirements. You know, you can make $800,000 a year. You can still come out to Ithaca. We're going to give your kid that free summer meal. And it's just a really, really great program, Phil, for the entire area.
It's a lot of food.
It is. And Julie Severance, she runs our food program at Ithaca. And then Marla Smith always helps out. They will tell you it is a whole lot of food during the summertime. And I think we were, I'm not going to say an exact number because I'll misquote it, but we were in the hundreds of kids, students last year signing up, and we hope to be at that level or higher this year. Because you're preparing 7 breakfasts and 7 lunches per kid per pickup. And you pack that into, you know, 2 or 3 bags per family that you're taking out to that vehicle. And it's a lot of food. It really is. And those two ladies, Marla and Julie, running that show, they wouldn't have it any other way. They absolutely love the program. We at Ithaca love the program, fully support it. I know other districts are doing it as well. Richland Center does it. I think there's a Thursday pickup. So there's, you know, there's that opportunity. There's our opportunity. I think in the past, Viroqua and maybe Kickapoo has done it. I'm not sure if they're doing it this year or not, but if Kickapoo's not and you're in the Kickapoo district, you know, head over to the website, sign up, and all you have to do is make that trip to Ithaca once a week on Wednesday and pick up your meals.
Wonderful. So that's coming up this summer. Did you have your awards night? I'm guessing you did, for all the seniors and
their
scholarship nights?
We did. Scholarship, we held them both during the day. And then the families were able to come in, and we did a little breakfast like we do every year. I shouldn't say little, because it was a large breakfast. A lot of great looking food there. So that's you know, another sure sign when you look at the calendar and you're like, oh, we're in May, but you know, we're still 2 or 3 weeks away, and that's going to take forever. When you hit that scholarship program and the awards program, it becomes real. You're like, man, we're within a couple of weeks of school being out and sending those seniors off into the real world and college and whatnot, and sending all the other ones into their summer vacation with the hope that they retain what they've learned the previous 8 months and come back and hit the ground running. But that's where Mr. Trent Urban from the Ithaca staff was named the Ken Solis Teacher of the Year Award winner. And you can get the whole history. Head over to our Facebook page, which is you just simply search Ithaca Schools WI on Facebook, because there is an Ithaca school in New York. I get calls for them quite a bit. And then there's an Ithaca school district in Michigan. And funny story, Phil, is I had a parent that actually called, somehow got my phone number at Ithaca, called because they couldn't get into a certain program that educators use, and their student couldn't open their programming. And I couldn't find this student, and I didn't recognize the name. Come to find out, they were from Ithaca, New York, and I still helped them. I got them into, I talked them through to get into that program so they could see their kids their kids' homework.
I wonder if Ithaca, New York knows that.
You know what? I should probably submit a stipend to them, because I invested probably a good 20 minutes on
put
that.
Put you on the payroll.
But yeah, it's so you search this on Facebook and you can see the whole Trent Urban story, the whole history of Ken Solis, an Ithaca graduate, a doctor, Mr. Jump Rope, I think they called him, or something similar to that. His story is amazing, and he's from little old Ithaca, where you and I resided, you know, and there couldn't be two more extremes, could there? Ken Solis and then Phil Nee and Adam Hess.
Oh, right? Yeah, exactly.
You thought I was going to compare us all, didn't
somebody
you?
Somebody that achieved and some that didn't.
And the rest of us. Yeah, but great backstory with Ken, and then we list, you know, everything that Trent does on a day-to-day basis, basically why he was selected as Educator of the Year, and we do it, you know, each and every year. So it's a good story. It really is.
It is. So we cap off one school year, get ready for the next. I know, you know, open enrollment is always there, and
get
ready for the next year.
Yeah, we encourage, you know, open enrollment. If it's right for you, definitely take a look at Ithaca, because you know, from our education standpoint, to the great extracurricular activities we have, from the strong forensics and math team we offer, the academics, it's just unbelievable there. The sports program, you want to have an opportunity to come and play on a conference championship baseball team, softball team. You want to run track and field. You want to play football. And you know, obviously, open enrollment's not designed to cater to sports, but you know, along with the educational side of it, you got to have a little fun. And you know, what's more fun than playing football or basketball if that's your passion? And we offer pretty much everything at Ithaca except soccer. Soccer.
Right. Yeah. Maybe someday.
Yeah. I remember a few years ago, I'm not even sure if I was employed at the district yet or not, but there was some community conversation about that, and it wasn't a pass fail, but it was more the interest that was gained in it. It didn't miss out by much on Ithaca looking into that. So there's always that chance in the future of picking up some sort of a soccer program or finding a co-op or something. But right now, you know, we offer just a wide array of sports and extracurricular activities. The FBLA, the FFA programs, outstanding. So you definitely want to look into Ithaca if you're thinking enrollment. If it's right for you, if it's right for your student, you know, give us a call. Let's chat. And that's always 608-585-2512. Call us. We'll convince you as to why you need to come to Ithaca.
Thanks for coming in today, Adam. We appreciate it.
You bet, Phil. And I'm just going to touch on something we have coming up next year. I'll just take a moment here.
Yeah, go ahead.
This doesn't start until next year, but we're offering something called Brighter Smiles, and it removes barriers to access for rural families for dental care, and it's services for all students, whether you're on Badger Care or you have private insurance. I'll tell you, it's going to be a great program. It's Brighter Smiles. You can always call 585-2512. The nurse at Ithaca is heading this up. For the Ithaca standpoint, it's basically a nonprofit that's nationwide, and they help school districts, they help rural communities, they help inner city communities that maybe don't have the income to get what the dental and medical care that some students need. So we're jumping on board with this program. It's called Brighter Smiles. If you need any information, we encourage you to definitely call 585-2512. The financial cost is there's zero cost to the district. They basically bill Medicaid. They will bill families directly. They will bill insurance. So they know what they're doing. They will work with families that need that. Forward Health, Badger Care. They provide mobile dental equipment. They have already done $350,000 this year in charitable dentistry. So we look forward to partnering with them and offering that to our community. So that's one of the things. We're already looking ahead to next school year. We haven't even finished this school year, but that's the way it goes in education. You know, we're talking open enrollment. We're talking football already, you and I were, and the Brighter Smiles program for Ithaca. So
absolutely,
you can always call our school nurse.
That's a great thing for the kids, and I think that's another thing to look into.
Definitely.
Especially. You bet. Thanks for coming in today, Adam.
My pleasure, Philip. I appreciate it.
You bet. Adam Hess joining us from Ithaca Schools on this portion of the morning show.